Hi, boys. first, I want to thank you very much for the nice tape that you sent. And also, I'd like to tell you another poem. This is by the same man who wrote the other poem, Robert Service. And this is a poem that I used to know when I was a little boy, and I memorized it. And so I'm going to tell it to you all from memory. And this is a poem about Sam McGee. And Sam McGee was cremated. Now, if you don't know what cremated is, sometimes when people die and they go to heaven, instead of being buried in a coffin in the cemetery, they want to be cremated. That's to be burned, and their ashes put in a little box in the cemetery. So this is a story of the cremation of Sam McGee. And this takes place up in Alaska. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake LaBarge. I cremated Sam McGee. Now, Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows, and why he left his home in the south to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but that land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell. Though he'd often say in his homely way that he'd sooner live in hell. On a Christmas day, we are mushing our way over the Dawson Trail, and talk of your cold through the parka's folded stab like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd close and the lashes froze till sometimes we couldn't see. And it wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars overhead were dancing heel and toe, he turned to me and, "Cap," says he, "I'll cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request." Well, he seemed so low that I couldn't say no. Then he says with a sort of a moan, "It's this cursed cold, and it's got right hold till I'm chilled clean through to the bone. Yet 'tain't being dead, it's my awful dread of an icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that foul or fair, you'll cremate my last remains." Well, a pal's ass need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail. And we started on at the streak of dawn, but God, he looked ghastly pale. He was lashed to the sleigh, and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. There wasn't a breath in that land of death as I hurried horror driven, with a corpse half hid that I couldn't get rid because of a promise given. It was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, "You may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate those last remains." Well, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days that come, though my lips were numb, in my heart how I cursed that load. And in the long, long night, by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in a ring howled out their woes to the homeless snows, oh God, how I loathe that thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavier and heavier grow, and on I went though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. The trail was bad and I felt half mad, but I swore I would not give in, and I'd often sing to that hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake LaBarge, and there a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, but I saw in a thrice it was called the Alice May. And I looked at it, and I thought a bit. Then I looked at my frozen chum, and here, says I with a sudden cry, is my crematorium. Some planks I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was just lying around, and I heaped the fuel on higher. The flames just soared, and the furnace roared, such a blaze you seldom see. And I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal, and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled, and the huskies howled, and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks, and I don't know why. And the greasy smoke in an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out, and they danced about ere again I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, "I'll just take a peep inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked," and the doors I opened wide. And there sat Sam, looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar, and he wore a smile you could see a mile, and he said, "Please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and the storm. Since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, this is the first time I've been warm." Well, there are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold, and the Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was the night on the marge of Lake LaBarge. I cremated Sam McGee. Well, boys, I hope you like that poem. As I said, it's sort of a scary poem, and it's about people dying, and I don't like to tell that kind of a story, but it's sort of a cute story, and it has sort of a funny ending. You know, the derelict is a little boat that had been abandoned, probably because its motor broke or something. And you know, in Alaska they call that the land of the midnight sun. That's because the sun, certain times of the year, hardly ever goes down, because it keeps twirling around the top of the earth. And if you look at Gary's globe, you'll see where Alaska is. And you'll see, if the sun was shining way up high, that sometimes Alaska would have sun all day long. And this is what happens there. But anyway, I think that I knew you'd enjoy that. And I hope that you boys have been good boys. I'm sure by now Mommy has left, because right now it's the 20th. Oh, wait a second. It's the 21st of March. And that's in Vietnam. And tomorrow, when I mail this in, it'll be the 22nd. And that's the day Mommy leaves. Of course, when it's the 22nd here, it's still the 21st. But by the time you get that, I'm sure I will already have met Mommy in Hong Kong. And I hope you boys have been good, and that you've done everything that Grandpa told you to. And I want to be very proud of you, and I want to get a very good report from both Grandma and Grandpa on how good you've been. Well, I can't think of really too much else to talk about. Maybe I'll look around and see if there's some stories I could tell. And I think I'll start. You know, Auntie Bobby sent me a book called The Hobbit. And The Hobbit is a story by a man named J.R.R. Tolkien. And he wrote a very interesting book. And it's a little fairy tale. And I loved it, and I think probably you boys would like it too. So maybe I'll read a little bit of The Hobbit and see if you like it. And I'll start telling it on the other side. And I'll just say the first part of the first chapter, and I'll read it to you, and you let me know if you like the story. And if you do, I'll read the whole story to you. Of course, it takes a long time to read, and I have to make a tape about an hour long. So if you want to listen to it for an hour, then I'll tell the story. So I think I'll just end the tape now and turn it over and start reading the story on the other side. So just run the tape out and then turn it over.